The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark, with nearly 500,000 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University reporting today. The World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has what he called an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases on Saturday. The U.S. continues to lead the world in reported infections, with more than 2.5 million, along with more than 125,000 deaths. Those numbers, again, are according to Johns Hopkins University. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million, the Pan American Health Organization said. Colombia now has 88,591 cases. That's a number higher than the total reported by China at 84,726. Brazil has surged to more than 1.3 million infections, a number second only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said 18,552 new cases were reported on Saturday. That surpassed Friday's record of more than 17,000. In South Korea, new clusters are popping up in Seoul, where hundreds of infections have been traced to churches, night spots, and restaurants. And Indonesia has reported its biggest daily increase in coronavirus infections, with 1,385 new cases, taking its total to 52,812. That's according to Indonesia's health ministry. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday mostly blamed young people ignoring precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus for the sharp increase in recent days of the number of confirmed cases in the country. Pence said on CBS's Face the Nation program Sunday, "It is inarguable," that's his word, "that increased testing in the United States with 500,000 per day has led to confirmation of more people with coronavirus infections." But he added that younger Americans have been congregating in ways that may have disregarded the guidance that we gave. That's a quote again from Mr. Pence. The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has risen sharply and once again now stands at more than 2.5 million. The sharpest rise was in the states of Florida, Texas, and Arizona, particularly in a trio of states across the southern tier. Pence has canceled political trips this coming week to both Florida and Arizona out of caution because of the increased number of cases. The United States has now recorded by far the highest death toll in the world, and health officials are predicting that tens of thousands more Americans will die in the coming months. The White House has denied that President Donald Trump was briefed on a reported finding that Russian military intelligence offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Neither Mr. Trump nor Vice President Mike Pence was briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany in a statement. She was referring to a report in the New York Times on June 26th. The New York Times reported that U.S. intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian military intelligence offered the bounties to militant fighters linked to the Taliban. It claimed the intelligence was based partially on interrogations of captured Afghan militants and criminals. A spokesman for the Taliban leadership said June 27th that the group strongly rejects the allegation. Spokesmen for the U.S. National Security Council, the Pentagon, and the CIA declined to comment on the allegations. The Russian Foreign Ministry dismissed the report as an unsophisticated plant. Iran has announced it will make the wearing of masks mandatory at indoor gathering places as the number of coronavirus fatalities recorded in a single day rose by the highest number in 3 months. The measure was announced on Sunday. It was accompanied by news that hard-hit provinces would be allowed to reimpose restrictions aimed at countering the impact of the virus. The new mask requirement is expected to be enforced until July 22nd. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.